yeah, every year is a little bit different. So yeah, we'll just kind of have to wait to see what the month of July and August bring us for the rest of the growing season. So you mentioned pests. We are seeing some pest pressure, more on the insect side of things. So kind of what I've been seeing so far within the last week, particularly in alfalfa, starting to see some potato leafhoppers show up, which a lot of people are getting ready to take that second cutting. But that's something to kind of be on the lookout for. Within the last week, I've also started to notice that Japanese beetles are out and flying around. I haven't seen anything at a level where I would be too concerned about in a soybean field. And usually for corn, we don't worry about them until we're pollinating. But they are out there. The other kind of insect issue that I've been probably seeing more recently is last week we announced that it was kind of 50% egg hatch for corn rootworm larvae. And so looking around in some cornfields, I can definitely say that there are larvae out there feeding on corn roots. And so that's just something to be aware of, you know, especially if people had continuous cornfields, you know, in the next week or two, it'd be a good idea to go out and scout those fields. Not that we can do anything for the root feeding, but it gives us an idea of how well our management tactics worked for us this year. And if we maybe need to plan to do anything different going forward as well. From a disease perspective, things have been fairly quiet in this part of the state so far. I didn't hardly see anything much for seedling diseases this year, but we were also on the drier side after planting, so we didn't quite have the right conditions for seeing a lot of seedling diseases. For foliar diseases, we're kind of just getting into when I would expect to see potentially more foliar diseases if we have the right conditions. So usually it's after the 4th of July before we really would start to see anything like that. I've had a few questions about tar spot, since that is a fairly newer corn disease here in Iowa. And late last week or over the weekend, I think somebody found tar spot in corn in Indiana, which gets everybody kind of anxious. We haven't seen it that early show up here in Iowa, but it is something to be aware of, that we might have the right conditions, which it likes more moderate temperatures and a lot of leaf wetness. That seems to be the big driver with that disease. So I haven't seen it yet, but something to be scouting for, especially if we do continue to get moisture, we could potentially see that.